The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Captain, what is it?
I've been stuck by a thorn, just like the doctor. I may have been infected, Ty. That's just what the Daleks wanted, Granite!
There's no way of knowing for sure if that was a parasitic thorn, Captain Tread. But look, we've got to keep moving. I'm sure the doctor will be able to help you if you've been infected. We must hurry.
I hope you're right, Ty. Well, let's go.
Pursue them! Pursue!
We are in pursuit.
No one can escape the Daleks.
Doctor Who, Parasite of the Daleks, Part 4. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
I'm surprised to find you on your own, Professor Drow.
Well, well, well. I knew you'd return sooner or later, Doctor. I just knew you couldn't resist.
Wouldn't want to disappoint you.
Oh, you won't. It can't be long now before you have been transformed.
Into one of your gruesome monsters? Oh, I'm afraid it's too late for that.
What do you mean, Doctor? Too late?
Oh, yes, it's already happened, or rather, it's already failed to happen. I mean, haven't you noticed? See any bloodshot eyes, or ought I rather light on my feet for an infected test subject? Eh?
What? Failed? But how? That's inconceivable.
Look at me. Do I look like a hideous, grotesque monster? Oh, on second thoughts, don't answer that.
How did you stop the metamorphosis?
I'm not just some bumbling fool who just fell off the Turner truck, you know.
What do you mean, Doctor?
Oh, a Turner truck is a sort of a truck that hauls a...
Not that, you blithering idiot.
What? Oh, I see. It's just that, well, I'm not your average Joe. I'm a Time Lord. We're made of pretty stern stuff, you know.
Are you telling me that you are immune to my...
parasite?
Doctor, you...
Now, don't blow a gasket. No, I'm not exactly immune, but I doubt you took into account the Time Lord's ability to regenerate.
Impossible. If that had happened and had worked, you would not appear the same as you do now. I happen to know from reading the Daleks database that when a Time Lord regenerates, his or her entire physiognomy changes. Appearance, personality, everything.
There are one or two facts that your precious database is unaware of, Professor. You see, for one thing, I've only just recently regenerated, so the process was incomplete. Your little parasite wasn't powerful enough to kill me during my regenerative cycle. In the end, your pathetic little parasite simply wasn't tough enough to crack a Time Lord.
You pathetic imbecile. You've ruined it. And as a result, you are no longer considered a worthy test subject, and therefore must die. Exterminate him.
Yes! Exterminate the Doctor!
We obey.
Hello. I didn't see you there.
Yes, and now that you have seen them, the Daleks are the last things you will ever see, Doctor.
Down, Doctor.
Exterminate them. They must be destroyed. Exterminate! Exterminate!
No! This is impossible! You've killed them, my masters! How is this possible?
I managed to find your weapon store and procure a disruption rifle. More than powerful enough to destroy a Dalek, let alone three. And unless you want to join them, I suggest you remain where you are.
Listen to her, Drow. She's very good at what she does, as you can see.
You won't get away with this. There are more Daleks down the corridor. They must have heard you.
Do you imagine they can get past me?
Blast you, you dreadful woman!
Dream on. Doctor, I suggest you tie him up and then get on with what you came here to do.
Of course, my dear Julia. Oh, and thank you for disobeying me.
My pleasure, Doctor.
What do you plan to do now, Doctor?
Just destroy all of your monstrous work on the parasite of the Daleks.
No, you can't. That's unfair.
Oh, cry me a river. And shut up while you're at it.
Yes, what she said. And I can't let you continue with these despicable experiments on people, you know, Professor. I just can't. So, I'm going to destroy this entire lab. Captain Julia, we must find some explosives.
I'll have a look around. I'm sure I can find some.
That cave system. That's where the Doctor and the others made for. And look, it's Sergeant Yarrow. He must be waiting on guard, and the others must be inside. We've got to get in there, Captain. Captain? Are you all right, sir?
I'm having trouble seeing.
Oh, no. Your eyes. They're bloodshot.
Then it's true. I've got it. The parasite. I've been infected. I'm a dead man.
Look, the Daleks can't be far behind us. We have to get into that cave system, and we've got to find the Doctor. He's the only one who can help you.
Can't you see, Ty? There's no help for me now. It's simply too late. You must leave me here. Go on ahead. Get Sergeant Yarrow to help you find the Doctor and Captain Julia. They'll help you get away from this awful place. I'll stay here and try and buy you some time.
No, Captain. I can't leave you here.
You must. The Daleks won't harm me. I'm what they want. I'm the experiment now.
You're talking nonsense, sir. I can't leave you.
Yes, you can. Now go. Go, Ty, go. That's an order.
I just can't.
Halt, or you will be exterminated.
Ty, run. Do as I say, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
No need to be. Now run.
Pursue.
We obey.
Annihilate. Annihilate.
Destroy the humanoids.
Wait, Daleks! I'm your test subject. I'm the one you want. And I've been infected. See?
You will come with us.
Happily. Just leave my friend alone and I will cooperate.
Agreed.
Sergeant Yarrow!
Ty, you're alive! Thank goodness! But where is Captain Tread?
No time to explain that just now. We've got to get into that cave system and warn the others. The Daleks are right behind me.
Right, let's go. Captain Jalea, look out behind you.
Halt. Halt, or you will be exterminated.
Not by the likes of you. He was trying to sneak up on me. Thanks for the help, Sergeant. You just saved my life.
My pleasure, ma'am.
Ty, you made it. Where's your captain?
He was infected by one of those parasitic thorns, and he stayed behind to face the Daleks.
We haven't much time, Captain Jalea. The Daleks from the jungle will be coming soon. They're right behind us.
Then, Captain Tred is dead.
They may not have killed him. He was sure they wanted him alive to be their latest test subject.
Possible. If that's the case, they'll head for the lab. That's where the doctor is. I'm trying to locate some explosives so he can destroy Drow's work and stop the Dalek experiments. You two can help me search.
Yes, of course, Captain.
Come on, then. I heard some machinery up ahead. We may get lucky and find some explosives, as well as that tractor beam control.
No, someone has to warn the doctor.
Cran, I suppose you're right. Sergeant.
No, you two look for those explosives. I'll go.
But...
No, I am not one of your crew of mercenaries, Jalea. I choose my own path. And now I'm going to help the doctor.
Blasted girl, she'll get herself killed.
Should I go after her, Captain?
No. I need you here with me. If she wants to die, let her get on with it. Let's go, Sergeant Yarrow.
Yes, ma'am.
You must be mad if you think you will defeat my masters.
I thought you'd read up on me in the Daleks database, Professor.
Yes, indeed I did. What of it, Doctor?
Well, in that case, you must know that whenever the Daleks and I meet up, they tend to trundle away, licking their wounds at the end of our encounters. That is, of course, if they can trundle away at all.
You are arrogant, Doctor, and it is that arrogance that will defeat you in the end.
Oh? I thought it was your precious Dalek masters who were going to defeat me in the end. Oh, they never have, you know, and not in all the years I've been fighting them. Or did they omit that fact in their database,
Oh, I know the Daleks have been defeated at times in the past, Doctor, but never utterly defeated.
Oh, yes, I know. I had the chance to do that once.
And you failed?
No. Simply show them mercy. Won't make that mistake twice, I can assure you. Because, you see, they would never show mercy to me. Or anyone else, for that matter. Just you remember that, Professor Drow. Eventually, your usefulness will be at an end to them. That's when the Daleks will exterminate even you. They always turn on their friends in the end. No loyalty, you see. That's their downfall.
Oh, you think you know them so well, Doctor, don't you? You underestimate them.
Really? And here I am, thinking that they always underestimate me.
No, Doctor. This time it is you who has made that foolish mistake.
Halt! Stay where you are, Doctor. Do not move.
Ah, I see what you mean.
You see, Doctor, my prediction has come true. That arrogance of yours has finally defeated you.
Run, Doctor! They can't kill both of us!
Ty, no! Watch out!
Exterminator!
There was no need for that. She was only trying to save me.
All humanoids must die.
You bloodthirsty Pepper Potts.
So much for your friends, Doctor. Even they cannot save you now. You must concede. My masters will win. this time.
There's one Dalek just inside the room.
What's the plan, Captain?
I want you to run past the door and get his attention. When he comes out, I'll blast him to pieces, okay?
All right.
Now go!
Hey, Dalek! Come get me if you can!
Halt, or you will be destroyed! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Got you!
You're amazing, Captain! Have I told you that before?
That's not me being amazing, Sergeant. That's me just having fun.
This is my kind of fun, Captain.
Never mind having fun, Sergeant. Right now, we need to get into that room and see if we can find what we're looking for.
Right behind ya!
Stupid, foolish doctor! Should have been keeping an eye on the door. Poor Ty. Why do you not always have to kill?
Silence!
Untie me!
I'd rather you left him tied up, if that's all the same to you.
I said to be silent!
Hello, Captain Tread. I'm so sorry about Ty.
As am I, Doctor.
Oh, you don't look so well, my dear fellow. Are you quite all right?
No. No, I'm not doing so good, Doctor, as you can see. I've been infected.
This is excellent. You see, Doctor, the Daleks' plan will still succeed.
Don't you be so sure, Professor Drow.
Oh, you're thinking of your other friends out there, aren't you?
Friend? Explain.
The Doctor has a friend still at large in the complex. I believe she is searching for explosives.
She must be found and destroyed. Seek, locate, exterminate.
We obey.
Seek and locate, exterminate.
I wouldn't underestimate that young lady if I were you.
She will be destroyed. You have failed.
Oh, I don't know. How many times in the past have you not thought that, but ended up losing in the end, eh? Every time, perhaps. I always defeat you, Dalek, and you know it.
Silence! You have been warned!
And what will you do to me if I don't keep silent? Kill me?
Affirmative.
Well then, why haven't you killed me already, Haven't you the stomach for it?
Be careful, Doctor. Why provoke them?
Yes, you are being rather foolish, don't you think, Doctor?
That doesn't answer my question. Why didn't you just kill me on sight? I'm the Doctor. I'm the enemy of the Daleks. You kill my friend Ty readily enough. Why not kill me? Kill me right here, right now. Do it!
You are trying to provoke me. Why?
Dalek, then ask an intelligent question? Now, that is interesting.
Do you wish to be killed?
Oh, no, not at all. I just want to know if I'm such a great threat to you, the oncoming storm. Why kill me now? Why spare my life? If I live, I will defeat you. I always do. You know this, so logic dictates that I should die straight away to prevent this, correct?
You are trying to provoke me. That is not logical. You must be trying to deceive me. This must be part of your plan to defeat the Daleks.
Paranoia? I never thought I'd live to see a paranoid Dalek.
Stop making that disagreeable noise.
Why? Am I frightening you?
Daleks do not fear.
Oh, yes, you do. You fear me. admit it.
Stop this, Doctor. It's pointless.
Oh, I don't think so. I've made him think. And thinking is good. Even a Dalek should be able to think for himself.
But I...
Confused? Oh, I'm not surprised. Daleks aren't used to thinking for themselves, are they? Well, are you? I'm sorry, but your Supremo isn't around anymore to do your thinking for you.
Orders! I need orders!
No, you don't. You know what to do. This is the Doctor, your greatest enemy!
Greatest enemy, yes. The Doctor is our greatest enemy. He must be destroyed.
Yes, but who's going to destroy me? You? I don't think so. No, don't make me laugh. Oh, too late. I'm already laughing.
This must be the control room for, well, just about everything. I bet some of this machinery controls that tractor beam.
Captain, look! Explosives!
Excellent. We'll rig some in here and then we'll take the rest of the Doctor. Now you keep an eye on the door, Sergeant, while I rig up these explosives. We don't want any more surprises, do we?
No, Captain.
Here, take my disruption rifle. If you see any Daleks coming up that corridor, don't hesitate to blast them.
Don't worry about that. I won't hesitate for one moment.
You must not listen to the Doctor. Do you understand? He is trying to trick you.
How? I have no weapons. I am alone. I'm defenseless. Harmless. Just as my friend Lieutenant Ty was harmless.
Shut up, Doctor!
Why? I'm just trying to have a decent conversation with my new friend here.
It's a trick!
I am confused. I need orders.
Then call your mothership. The Chief Dalek may be dead, but there's still the Supremo, and he is on the mothership.
And what if I told you that we've already managed to destroy your mothership? What if I told you that you were alone, the last Dalek on this planet? The last Dalek, one, alone.
But you know this isn't true!
Oh no, he doesn't know that at all. We could have easily destroyed his mothership by now. And I'll bet my friend, Captain Jaleel, has already destroyed the Dalek he sent after her. She has a disruption rifle, you know, and she is very adept with it.
If this is true, we have failed.
I know. And failure is not tolerated in Dalek society, is it? What happens to Daleks who fail, I wonder? Do they take away your pudding privileges?
Failure is not acceptable. Failure is punishable by death. If I fail, I must be exterminated.
Captain, the Daleks are coming.
Then you know what to do.
Yes, I do. Come and get it, Daleks!
You will be exterminated. Exterminate! Exterminate!
I did it, Captain! I destroyed a Dalek! Ha ha!
Good work, Sergeant, but watch out for the other one.
You will be destroyed! Exterminate! Exterminate!
Got it!
Excellent work, Sergeant. Now we've got to get out of here. This place is going to blow any minute. Come on!
What was that?
If I know Captain Julian, she has just blown off the tractor beam controls. So you see, it's over. I defeated the Daleks yet again. You have failed utterly, my friend.
Failure. I have failed. Self-destruct. I have failed. Destruct.
No, master. No! No! You have defeated my masters again. You are a monster.
The Daleks want to conquer the universe, and I'm the monster? You're simply off your rocker, Professor Drown.
Blast you, Doctor. All the Daleks ever wanted was to seek perfection, and with my creation they could have achieved it.
Ah, no! No, the pain! It's too great!
And they still can achieve it! You failed after all, Doctor!
Ah, the pain! It won't stop! Won't stop!
Doctor, what's happening?
He's become one of those things. A monster.
Yes, I'm so sorry to say that he has.
Sorry? There's no reason to be sorry, Doctor. This is wonderful news. It is my creation. I have fulfilled my master's greatest dream. Perfection!
That isn't perfection, Drow. That is perversion. A perversion of science.
No, you're so wrong, Doctor. It's beautiful. Beautiful, I tell you. Come to me, my wonderful creation. Together we will reshape the universe in the Dalek's name. Come on, come to me.
Drow, are you insane? Keep away from that thing.
Come here, my lovely creation. My, no, don't do that! No!
No, it's going to come for us now!
Sergeant Yeri, get out of the way! You'll be killed! Shoot it! Destroy it!
But it's Captain Tread! Can't we save him? Is there no chance, Doctor?
I'm sorry, Sergeant Yarrow, but there is no hope for Captain Tread now.
You have to kill it, Sergeant. Destroy it before it destroys you.
No, Captain Tread, please stay back. Think, Captain Tread, think. We're your friends. No, don't force me to... No, 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 no!
Yarrow! No!
I'm sorry, Captain Julia, but he's gone. What a senseless waste.
Yes, he was a good soldier and a loyal member of my crew.
You haven't any crew left now, I'm afraid. I'm so sorry, Julia.
Don't be, Doctor. My crew knew the risks when they signed on with me.
That must be very comforting for you.
Honestly? No. It isn't. It really isn't.
Good. Now, there are still some loose ends to tie up here. We must set those explosives and put an end to the Daleks' dreadful experiments here on this planet. Once and for all. Then we must make the necessary repairs to your ship so that we can finally get back to Gray and the others and away from this awful place. Oh, and of course, get you your riches. After all, that's what you really care about. Isn't it, Captain Julia?
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Parasite of the Daleks, Part 4, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance Joel Nisbet as Captain Tredd, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Ty, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Dalek Number 1, Gary Cobham as Dalek Number 4, Gary Erickson as Dalek Number 5, Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Professor Drow, James P. Quick as the Chief Dalek, David Ault as Dalek Number 2, Lee James Sands as Dalek Number 6, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jalea, James P. Quick as Sergeant Yarrow, Victor Aurelius as Dalek Number 7, and Joel Nisbet as Dalek Number 8. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Paddy Leitch, based on the original Doctor Who theme, as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Similarly, no attempt has been made to supersede or infringe upon any copyright associated with the Daleks, which remain the intellectual property of the Terry Nation Estate and the British Broadcasting Corporation, respectfully. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com, and if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for another exciting adventure with the Doctor, entitled Purity, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises. Parasite of the Daleks, as written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2014, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. What we do for you, our fans. So help us to keep the audio goodness coming, won't you? Visit our website at dreamrealmsite.com and find our donation page, and be sure to hit that donate button. It's through PayPal, so it's as easy as hitting a Dalek on the head. We can't do it without you. No donation is too small. Thanks, fans, for your continued support.